Steinhouse, though. Robbie runs a coaching consultancy called NLP School, and he wrote the book Brilliant Decision Making, because if one thing has emerged on this programme over the course of the last few weeks, is how hard it is for many people to make up their minds. Robbie, good morning to you. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Yeah, good to speak to you. So how do you make a decision on something as important as this?
Yes, well, I've been sort of thinking about how to sort of frame this. And I suppose the best thing is to say, is this probably a conflict between head and heart? I think people are hearing lots of arguments and thinking about them, but there's also kind of their heart. And the key to a good decision is what's called congruence, kind of aligning your head and heart. So touching on that, I was going to tell a little story about an experiment about cake and fruit. Is that something I can do?
Yes. We'll save the fruit cakes for later, but go on, Robbie.
It has meaning. It may sound funny, but you'll see where this is leading.
Yeah,
there was an experiment in Stanford University about 15 years ago where people were given a number, either a seven-digit number or a two-digit number, asked to walk along a hall and give that number to a researcher in another room. On the way, they were asked whether they wanted cake or fruit.
Yes.
And the people who were thinking of the seven-digit number, most of them chose the chocolate cake, and the ones with the two-digit number chose the fruit. So the purpose of this is saying that when you are, if you like, your mind is overwhelmed, you will go for instant gratification. And I wonder if that isn't the case here, that people are so overwhelmed with all the arguments. What are they going to do?
It's an interesting analogy, because I suppose for many people there's been such a welter of fact and opinion coming their way over the last few weeks. It is tempting to just say, you know, throw it all up in the air. I'm just going to go on my gut.
Yeah. And the problem with that is that, you know, and this is back to another sort of thing in my book, quoting Daniel Kahneman, is people are loss averse. And when they're frightened, they tend to go, the thing makes them comfortable. And that often isn't the best decision when they're making a decision in unfamiliar territory. So I do have some tips on decision making, which is a little model I use called vision, roles and values.
Go on.
Can I explain that
briefly?
Go on. Okay. So we have a role as a European. We have a role as being British, and we have a role about being ourselves. And for each one of those, we should have a vision. What is our vision as Europeans? What is our vision as British? And what is our vision for our own lives?
So if you're listening to this, you might be able to draw up a little checklist saying, OK, there's a column called British. What are the things that matter to me about that?
Yeah.
I'm European. What are the things that matter to me about that? And what's my vision for the future? And what are the things that matter to me about that? And measure what matters to me about each of those things against the respective promises made by the Leave and Remain camps.
Absolutely. And for me, I'm today teaching a leadership course. And it's kind of one of the main focuses on decision-making is people, leaders need to make good decisions. And a referendum is an opportunity for everyone in this country to be a leader. And my tip to a leader is make a decision out of vision, not out of fear.
Interesting points. Robbie Steinhouse, thank you. Wrote the book Brilliant Decision Making.